Welcome to the Daily VFN Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome to VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program. I'm your host, Greg Lancaster. Joining me today is Pat Hamilton.
Hello.
And John Ramos.
Hello.
Hey, my goodness. Here we are. Big shout out to Christian Television Network audience around the nation and around the world. Our radio audience, and the Gulf Coast.
Yes.
Every day, Monday through Friday, 5 p.m. to 6 p.m. We're so honored to be there with our sponsors and our partners in your living room every single weekday. And so make sure you catch us there. If you don't catch us on the radio, we're going to be in your living room talking to you, hopefully giving you a light perspective. There's so much stress going on in the world today. I mean, just if everything's going good in your life, the way the culture is today, if you're the typical American family, I mean, everybody's making demands. There was a day that, as children, they would say, "You're here, but you're really not here." They would say, you know, "Be present, but be silent." You know, and then they would honor the parents and go, you know, they would play with stuff like Lincoln Logs. Simple, like, I had one toy, I think. No, it's just joking. Humor, Ma. And you would play, you know, you would just busy yourself. You know, we normally would go out to the neighborhood, and depending if you're in the city, you know, you played with the fire hydrant, or if you're in the country, you went out into the woods, and if you were in Second Street, you played with guns. And I would say I was joking about that, but that's pretty accurate. But Pat's been saved since then. It was a BB gun, and the clerk shouldn't have been sleeping anyway.
Had to wake him up.
Oh, my goodness. Anyway. Dear Lord. If you're listening today, that was Pat. And so, sometimes you could get so busy in life, and people just say, you know, you're supposed to be busy. You're supposed to be busy. Busy, busy, busy. And people, you know, say, hey, you know, you need to slow down a little bit. But they tell you, you know, you need to do something else. And there's one thing that we don't do if we don't do this. And if you do it, you're missing it. I can't remember the artist, but he and I can't sing it. Lionel Harris.
Who?
Lionel Harris. It's way different.
Must be.
Than your
Let it
genre.
Go, man. Let it go.
This is not a country and western artist. I'm sorry.
I wouldn't know. Yeah, right. I'll take your word for it.
Yeah, it's not a country western. Anyway, okay. So, and he wrote the song called I Miss My Time With You. The word of God, you know, the word of the song says, you know, I miss my time with you, those moments together we used to spend with each other each day. Now you say you're too busy, busy trying to serve me. But how can you serve me when your spirit's empty? There's a longing in my heart, wanting more than just a part of you. Yes, it's true. I miss my time with you. And one of the main callings that God has called you into his family is for a personal abiding relationship, fellowship. That is the number one thing. God wants fellowship with you. He created men for fellowship. Men fell in the garden, but he got fellowship back through his son. God, think about it, the creator of the universe wants to spend time with you. He wants you to share your heart, and if we turn it into some religious thing like, I'm making my petitions known, as like, hey, I'm your friend. You don't have to call it petitions. Just tell me what's going on in your life. Petition number one, my car's broke down. Petition number two, my husband's broke down. Just a little humor out there. And versus going, you know, can't you help? You know, that if we forget about that, then we forget about that you've got, even in the busyness and the hecticness of doing something good, you can't miss your fellowship with God. Even Jesus said, give me a minute. I mean, think about it. Even Jesus, who came to, he loves us so much. I mean, I think you're walking with him every day in his ministry. You know, you're on the circuit. He's covering all the different cities and stuff. So you're traveling from place to place. And they just know this is what he does here, and this is what he does this, and this is what he's going. All of a sudden, one day, they're looking for him. They couldn't find him. You know, have you seen Jesus? No, this is not. I'm not talking about when he's 13. I'm talking about when he's moving in his year, 3 years of ministry. And so finally he shows up in their perspective, and they're like, where were you? I was spending time with the Father. Even Jesus had to say, give me a minute. Mm. You know, all that we have and all that we can do comes from our personal abiding relationship with Jesus Christ. You can be very religious without that. You can be very dogmatic. You can be very nice potentially for a limited amount of time. But when it comes to anointing, when it comes to, you know, really being the real thing, that's God coming out of you towards other people. That's the presence of God. What you encounter with your time alone with Him. That's what's affecting folks. It's not. I'm sure you're smart and highly intelligent, and you have all this great way to say things. I mean, your semantics are like out of this world. But the truth is, that doesn't last long. Not in God's kingdom. It's going to be, did you spend time with God? When they saw the disciples, these are men that said, give me a minute. Mm-hmm. But these are fishermen, tax collectors, doctors. And when they showed up, they said, these guys have been with God. These guys understood they needed to be able to take a minute, mm-hmm. because they didn't say that man was with God, but this one wasn't. The people who were Jesus's disciples that showed up, they said, they took note that these guys have been with God. I mean, think about that. That's huge. Huh. And if that's what you're created for, and you're not, even if Jesus said, give me a minute, and you're a mother and you're running yourself ragged, and there's two things could be going on. One is you're trying to seek your family's approval. Could be a couple things. You're trying to seek your family's approval, and you want to do all this stuff so they praise you, and you're running yourself ragged, and now they're grumbling against you because now you're working on your last nerve. And you know what I'm saying? And you're trying to earn their love instead of love God, and God empower you to love your family. Mm-hmm. And now it's turned on you because you're trying to do it in your own strength. But if you'll take a minute and spend time with God and abide with Him, He'll give you the desires of your heart and your ability to love your family the way that He designed you to. You know, or potentially, you know, you think your family should be a certain way. And so you're spending all your time, I don't have time to leave my eyes off my family because I want them to do this and I want them to do that and I want them to do this. Like, what are you doing? You need a minute. Take a minute. Mm-hmm. Right? And that's what the coach would say, you know, when you're playing a sport, like, take a minute or take a lap.
Take a lap. Yeah. That's more like it.
Right. I'm just on the bench, you know. Anyway, so, but, you know, that important thing about taking a minute, and there's this movie, I can't remember the name of it, but it was done with a father and his son. And he taught his son to take a minute, to take a knee. And it's truly a father and a son. And they're actors. And it got bad ratings on the movie. But you know me, I liked it. Yeah. Kind of concept. And he had to remember the wisdom of the father to be able to do and fight the things he had to fight, and fear was what he was fighting. Mm-hmm. And so he was about to lose it. The son was about to lose it. And his father had a radio communication with him. And he just said, take a knee. Take a knee. And then everything, the wisdom that his father had given him, came back to him at that moment. And then he began to apply it. And he was able to defeat fear. Because the fear was in him, but he had to be able to defeat the enemy. And every single day, the Lord will give you the wisdom. The wisdom to defeat the enemy. He's already won already. He is the one who designed and created everything, including you. He's the one holding everything together, including you. He's the one that blesses the work of your hands and other men's work of their hands. He is the one. I mean, why would you not? And he's the one that loves you and that has mercy in for you and that will give you grace to do what you have to do. And he'll even forgive and forget your sins. I mean, come on now. Why would you want to spend some time with him? Religion has convinced you that you don't need to take a minute. But I want to encourage you every single day, take a few moments, not just a minute, but take a knee, humble yourself. And you can do it simply by just sitting in a chair, pulling out your Bible, pulling out a journal, and spend some time with God. I don't care if you have 50 kids or 3 kids, or I don't care if you have cantankerous children. Everybody's got a child that's going to do something every now and then. I don't care if your spouse is, you know, whatever, or your employer is whatever, or your state's going a certain way, your country's going a certain way. God is there. He's present. And if Jesus had to take a minute, and he's the salvation of all mankind, I mean, he's dialoguing, unblocked dialogue with his Father, God, creator of the universe. I mean, it's not blocked and hindered like a lot of our conversations are, mm-hmm. because of, you know, who we are and our sin nature, right. and different things going on. But he took a minute to be with him. And you can think, oh, I got to go gas up. If some people say, you got to go to church, you got to get gassed up, gas up your tank, gas up your tank. It's like, is that what you call my relationship with you, is getting gas? You know, get charged up enough, you know, charge your battery so you can make it a week. Or versus like, you know, I miss my time with you. Mm. Those moments together. You say you're too busy. Busy trying to serve me? But how can you serve me when your spirit's empty? And then this song, he says, there's a longing in my heart. This is God talking to you. For wanting more than just a part of you. This is God saying, hey, it's true. I miss my time with you. And think about that. He created you for fellowship. He created me for fellowship. In other words, if all you get is the fellowship part of your purpose, you've succeeded in the context of that. But if you get your fellowship right with God, guess what? Your discipleship will follow, because you'll want to do what your friend wants you to do. I mean, you're going to want to do what your Father asks of you. You'll find out he's a good friend. And you'll only, I mean, you'll the biggest thing where one time, you know, when you get this, your battle would be like, all I want to do is be with you. Mm-hmm. And you'll leave that moment like Jesus did to go be with the disciples when he said, I know y'all's heart. I can't tell you everything, you know, around those folks. And so he had to leave that intimate time with the Father to go do the Father's work. But he would come back to that, mm-hmm. and talk to the Father. And it gets to the point where, you know, you could spend the rest of your life just you and God. And that's a dangerous thing, because if you're a friend of God, he commands us to go and let other people know that he wants the same relationship with them. Mm-hmm. So then you have that tension between, oh, I need to leave. I'll never forget when I was abiding with God one time, and it's like, it's just nothing like him. He's just revealing himself to you, and you're writing, you're talking and listening. And there was somebody's house got on fire. And I'm like, I need to stop this and go help this fire, put this fire out. You know? But it was literally, I mean, that's how awesome his presence is. Mm-hmm. So I had to think, I had to say, okay, I understand. It's right for me to walk away from this awesome encounter to go help a neighbor, for example, put out a fire in their life. But that should be the tension. The tension shouldn't be, oh, I have to leave, you know, all this stuff and things and fires in my life to go spend 5 minutes with God. Mm-hmm. It should be the other way around. I'm spending all this time with God so that I have the grace and the anointing and the ability to just quickly step out, do whatever he wants and whatever needs to be done, and then to come back into fellowship with him. I'm telling you, we're designed for this. Mm-hmm. I could spend the rest of my life, if that's what he wanted for me, and we'll spend eternity like that. But he's really that awesome. I mean, he really is. And there's so much to him. You can never, people think you know everything about God. You don't know. I mean, he's constantly revealing himself to us. And he's just amazing. But do you even take a minute to be with him? Are you more than Jesus Christ? I mean, Jesus even took a minute. He took the time to be with the Father. His relationship was so strong, obviously, with the Father. He did nothing and said nothing unless he already heard in his relationship with the Father. The plans were already drawn out for what he was going to do. And when he talked openly to God in front of folks, he said, I'm doing this for their benefit. We've already talked already. Right? He prayed out loud and he says, you know, for those that are listening, I'm just talking to you so they can go, like, this is what you do. You talk to the Father and you spend time. So I want to encourage you today. You might be really busy and life is really hectic. If you let it take a hold of you, it won't let you go. But if you just submit yourself to God and say, you know, God, I want this relationship with you. I want to begin to abide with you. I want to take a minute every day. I want to take a moment to be with you. I understand now that I was created for fellowship with you. I want that thing in my heart that you have in your heart. I want to miss my time with you. I want to long for those moments together. We have a simple plan to help you, by the way. That's what you want to do. If you want to take that step, what you were created for, it's at iabide.org. You have iPhones and iPads. It's at iabide.org. A very simple plan for you that'll begin you on a journey that even children, 9, 10, 13 years old, as a matter of fact, just this last Sunday, the VFN Dream Center stands up and begins to speak what God has shared with him and made known to him in a powerful way. But it's what he heard from the one who he abides with. God wants to make his secrets known to you if you'll respond to what I'm talking about. It's at iabide.org.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget, you can locate us at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
Are you or someone you know having difficulties hearing? If you answered yes, then maybe it's time to contact the professional staff at Ears to Hear Hearing Center, where they improve the quality of life for the hearing impaired and their families by testing and fitting and dispensing the best hearing aid for the patient's hearing loss, lifestyle, and budget. Three convenient locations on the Gulf Coast to serve your needs. Don't miss one more word. Call today and be on your way to enjoying the gift of hearing.
The $50 Eye Guy here with some eye-tastic news. Now, two locations to better serve you, so when buying your next pair of eyeglasses,
come see my dad, the $50 Eye Guy. $50 Eye Guy.
I'm about to entrust to you someone who's extremely valuable to me.
This is Focus on the Family Minute, and before a young man is allowed to take out one of Dennis Rainey's daughters, Dennis has some tough questions for him to answer with his daughter present.
I said, in this stack of papers here are my titles to my cars, the mortgage papers. I had all of our savings account and our checkbook in the stack. And I said, let me ask you a question, young man. What do you think is the most valuable thing on this porch? His eyes darted between the pile of papers and my daughter. And he said, Rebecca? I said, right answer, son. Right answer.
That's how a teen would answer it, with a little question mark. Yeah. Am I saying the right thing?
Yeah. And then I dismissed Rebecca, and I finished up with the nitty-gritty part of the interview.
So you can have some fun as you talk to your daughter's potential date and remind the young man to treasure her as you do. Hear more today at FocusOnTheFamily.com/radio.
You know, there's over 25 million children living in fatherless homes in America. The father's absence and the degrading of the father's role is just all around us. You know why? Because the enemy wants to destroy our perception of what a father is. But I got news for you. The reason why the all-outright attack is on the natural father, because Father God loves you and has got a plan for your life, and he's trying to break down the, give you a life of no grid to be able to find what a father is. Let me tell you something. Father God loves you and has a plan for your life. As a matter of fact, he made a roadmap. He made a way to him, a bridge to him. He loves you so much, and he wants you so much in his family. He wants to be your father that he gave his son, Jesus Christ. Listen, you can go to meetmyfather.org, meetmyfather.org, where you can meet Father God through his son, Jesus Christ. We share a couple of our stories to kind of give you a grid that we're all the same. But you know what? God loves you and has a plan for your life. Find him. Meet him. Go to meetmyfather.org. You've got to meet him.
You're listening to VFN Radio, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T. Light. With your host, Greg Lancaster.
So, Steve, self-evaluation. Have you ever heard, have you ever experienced anything like that called self-evaluation?
Once or twice.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think it's David Yarn, possibly with KBA, speaks about a Sean Anker, the winner of over a dozen distinguished teaching awards at Harvard University, is the CEO of Good Think Incorporated. a consulting firm which researches people who are well above the average to understand more about human potential. Sean provides one of the best insights into the wrong kind of self-evaluation. Every melancholy is leaning forward.
Yes.
Okay, he says, Sean humorously stated, he states, now if you fall below, I think you need to oil that, I think, by the way, just so you know. So Sean humorously states, now if you fall below the average on the curve, then psychologists get thrilled.
Uh-oh.
They get thrilled because that means you're either depressed or you have a disorder. Or hopefully both. And we're hoping for both because our business model is if you come into therapy sessions with one problem, we want to make sure that you leave with at least 10.
Wow. All right. Encouraging.
So you keep coming back over and over again. We'll go back into your childhood if necessary, but eventually what we want to do is to make you normal again. But normal is merely average.
Oh. You're right. Talk about your all-time motivational speeches.
There yeah. And so, you know, that when you talk about self-evaluation, that people want, I mean, how many people have treated and ministers played into the role of as therapists? You know, I need to go see my pastor. I got to discuss this stuff in my life. I'm like, what are you doing? Like, I'm slapping myself in my face at least 3 times a day. What did they tell you? Well, it's your mama's fault. It's your they told you it's your mama's fault? So I got, well, that's okay. We've been meeting now for 6 years. And he's been preaching to you for 6 years, the gospel of Jesus Christ and the freedom of the kingdom. And you're talking to him for now for this whole period of time. And he hasn't once told you, stop slapping yourself in the face. You know, and it's almost like this therapy. I think in the 60s is when it really started hitting. About, you know, this is research, you know, why do you have a problem? Why, you know, well, who is your fault?
Does that make you feel?
How does that make you feel? I'm sure, no, listen, I just want to tell you up front, it's not your fault. It couldn't be your fault because you're you. And if you have a crime in America, the first thing they'll tell you as a child, as a juvenile, they'll tell you right up front, do not plead guilty. I mean, you tell a child who just stole cookies for the cookie jar, right?
Uh-huh.
And you catch them. You tell the first thing he says, listen, I don't want you to say you did it. I mean, that kid's gonna buy. He's like,
okay.
I mean, they're hearing it out, right? What's this gonna mean, right? And we really want to discuss is, you know, what happened in your life,
mm-hmm.
young man, that caused you to want to go. I'm sure. I mean, obviously, it's not the original sin nature in mm-hmm. you. It's actually, there's something in you that caused you to come and take this cookie. So don't worry about it. We don't see it as your fault at all. But let's come and have several sessions. And I'm sure there's like good 8 or 10 reasons why this happened. We'll work it out. $65 an hour, $150 an hour.
Bill.
You do have insurance, don't you? No. I think this is all it is. Just stop eating cookies. You know, and it's like, I mean, what kid is going to go, I can eat all the cookies I want. I can blame it on everybody else, and I'll never be in trouble for it.
I think about that.
Yeah. And so if that's how the church responds to the people that we're supposed to be teaching the word of God to, then this is what the person says. So there's no consequences for my sin.
Mm.
My sin is not my fault. God doesn't hold me personally accountable, and I can keep doing this. And in the end, I'll be okay. It's the same thing.
Yeah.
And so people start saying, you know, the reason why you're sinning is not because you wanted a cookie and you were enticed by your own evil desires. It was because of your mom's evil desires. She should have never made the cookies in the first place. And so you don't ever repent. Nobody ever tells you that's sin. It was wrong. Mm-hmm. They say your mama's sin, your daddy's sin, your grandfather's sin, your great-great-grandfather's sin, or Adam's sin, but you did not sin.
Mm.
Which leaves you standing before the throne room of God.
Shocked.
Shocked. With no witnesses or suspects. I mean, your pastor is not going to be there. Your psychiatrist is not going to be there. Your mama's not going to be there. Your dad's not going to be there. Your brother, your sister's not going to be there. Your child's not going to be there. You're going to be there all by yourself with cookie crumbs all over your face. With couch marks on the back of your head or laying on that psychiatrist's couch for all those years. And he's going to ask you, what did you do? Are you going to say, well, I ate a whole bunch of cookies, but it wasn't my fault. I lived a life of sin. I spent this whole journey evaluating myself and trying to figure out, why do I really eat cookies? Why do I really sin? Did you happen to read my Bible that I gave you that told you that when a man sins, he's enticed by his own evil desires,
right?
Not his dad's, not his mom's, not her dad, not her mom, not their spouses. But the world is not your fault. You're your own fault. And you're going to say, yes, but I didn't pay attention to it. I believe what other people said, or no, I didn't. And you're going to be held personally accountable for your life. Let me tell you right now, this is the evaluation. All men have sinned. All men have taken cookies from the cookie jar. All of our righteousness is like filthy rags. But God made a way through his son. If we'll acknowledge that sin, call sin, sin, and say, dear God, forgive me for it. Cleanse me from this. Bring me into the family. I want you to be the Lord of my life. Guess what? He forgives you. I mean, cookie crumbs on your face and all. And you don't have to sit here and self-evaluate. This stuff, you know, it's idolatrous to sit here and spend your whole life thinking about you and thinking about others being your fault. Jesus said, unless you pick up your cross, deny yourself, not think about yourself, and follow me, you can't even be a part of me. He's dealt with the sin issue on the cross. He's dealt with those things inside of us that we wonder, why in the world do we even think that way or do that or whatever? It's sin. But Jesus dealt with sin inside sinful man once and for all when he became a sin offering for us. And for those who are led by the Spirit, who are sons of God, it's over. The sin issue is over. It is dealt with. Maybe today is your day. Go to meetmyfather.org and get a right perspective.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget, you can locate us at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
And I'm telling you, if you missed any of our programs, we have four programs back to back. You want to make sure to catch them. Of course, you can always go to VFNTV.com, but don't forget, we have podcasts available for you. If you haven't signed up for the newsletter, oh my goodness, sign up. Go to VFNTV.com. In the right-hand corner, you can select newsletter sign up, and every single week, you're going to get the highlights of that week's program, and you're also going to get an opportunity to get every single program that was available, that was shared on that week's segment.
Wow.
So it's all contained in an email, and you can take it, you know, have VFN Radio on my phone, and we'll go, you know, on your iPad, and I get so many reports of people telling me, hey, listen, I was just sitting with my iPad, it went to the newsletter, and it just, you know, click, 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 and I just heard one after the other, you know? It's a great way. So sign up for yourself and also sign up a friend.
Listen, I'm telling you, there's nothing more beautiful than family. I know you may have had some difficult experiences in your natural family. A family reunion might put chills up your spine. But listen, the family of God is not like that. When you find out that you get around a family who honors their father, who honors Father God, who have in common their loyalty to Jesus Christ and a desire to follow his ways. There's nothing like it. There's nothing like it. Listen, Vine Fellowship Network is a network of abiding churches. You may have tried everything, but it's time just to be. It's time to be the church. Maybe that's for you. Maybe you're ready to take the step and again say, you know what? I believe that I can be family, the family of God through the blood of Jesus Christ. Maybe that's for you. Go to vinefellowshipnetwork.org, vinefellowshipnetwork.org, where we're loving God, loving others, and leading others to do the same.
You're listening to VFN Radio, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's LIGHT, Light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
So, Steve, man, what's been going on, man?
You know, I've just, you know, it's amazing. You know, we've been talking so much about the things that God is saying, and it's amazing. God will bring you into something, and a lot of times too, it's like we've talked about the mountains, and you know, He'll show you things in your own life, or He'll bring you to a situation, and immediately we forget the journey that God brought us to the situation, and then we begin to take on the situation and forget the fact of just like, no. Remember who you were walking with that He decided to say, hey, I got to show you something. And right. You're like, oh, what is it? And God shows you something, and we're so quick to all of a sudden forget everything, the journey that brought us to that moment. And God has that so patient way of reminding us of just like, remember who showed you that
right
the first time?
Right.
And you know, it's so important to stay in that place and say, you know, this is God's idea. And I can't remember who specifically said it, but it's just like, you know, God has this crazy idea.
God.
That it's all about Him. And
God.
And that's the beautiful thing, is because there's that peace and understanding the fact of who is really doing this.
God.
Who's the one that's really guiding if we're willing to submit and follow?
Oh, He's still guiding.
Yeah. Yeah. All and that's that beautiful thing. And it's just like, I want to encourage you, because I know that there's those that are listening that you're doing something and it's just like, there's no peace.
Yeah.
And it's just like
a struggle, yes. And a fight with yourself, yes. By yourself.
Yes. And it's like, you're yelling at something that doesn't yell back, or you're yelling at just whatever. And it's just like, whose fight is this?
And what kind of testimony does that?
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
And the beautiful thing is, though,
I'm in ministry. this is God's business.
I'm loving God right now.
I'm loving. Yes. Give me a moment.
And it's that encouraging reality to just remember. It's just like, whose victory is this? Who are we lifting up? Who are we doing this for? And it's that reminder of just like, oh,
right.
You know, I just want to remind you, just like being grateful of the fact of like, this is God's fight.
Yeah.
This is the Lord's fight. This is the Lord's victory. Mm-hmm. It's right. The Lord's battle. Yeah. And I think about the scripture that says, the joy of the Lord will be your strength.
Right. His joy.
Not your intelligence. Not your capabilities.
Right.
Not your past accomplishments. It's like, no, just God. Like, just.
You kept a record of all those?
No. Okay. No.
Wow, you still have that list?
I thought
we got rid of that list.
Yeah. I actually did have a list like that. But what I'm saying is, though, is that
guy called it the I love me wall. That's where I got this. That's where I got that.
Yeah.
Now it's like, this is where God did this.
Yep.
God did that.
Yep. But it's just like, that's that important perspective that we need to remind ourselves. And a lot of times too, we forget, but it's just like God's faithful to remind you. And it's like, you gotta understand. It's just like, okay, everything I'm doing, family, work, children, you know, around the house. And it's just like, God.
Life.
Yeah. Everything. Yeah. And it's just like, who is this for? And I'm even thinking about too, it's just like, we've been talking a lot about love. And it's like, I think
patient,
about Bob Jones.
Kind, gentle, long suffering, no records of wrongs, always delights in the truth.
Patient.
Very patient. Hardship and delay without complaining.
But Bob Jones had a vision.
Patient.
Fine.
Long suffering.
He shows a lot of love with us, right?
Long suffering.
So Bob Jones, you said?
But Bob Jones has this vision. And there's this long line, and he sees 98% of humanity in one line and 2% in the other. And at the end of the line,
he died and left his body.
Yeah.
He actually went, he was in heaven.
Yeah. And they're standing before Jesus, and he's asking this
98%?
Question. 98% of humanity.
Yeah.
And he's asking.
I hear about this one. It might be different.
Well, was it the same? I thought it was like.
There was two thrones.
Oh, yeah.
98% was standing by this throne that wasn't the Lord's throne. and 2%, I believe, were standing in front of the other throne, which is Jesus' throne. Mm-hmm. So it was the 2%.
Mm-hmm. And asking, you know, did you learn to love? And it's just like what you're just saying in 1 Corinthians is just like the importance of love. Everything you do is love. And it's just like that's standing out to me that much more is like the process of truly learning, am I loving? It's like I'm doing all these things, but it's just like, but do you love? And without all that, you're a clanging gong. And
literally.
It's just like, yeah. And it's just like be in a room with a couple of clanging gongs and see how peaceful you can be. And it's like, it's not enjoyable.
There's a gong contest. I've got it worse. No, I've got it worse. I've got it worse.
And it's just like being able to have that perspective of just like, who is doing this in the first place? The gong or love?
Right.
And it's just a powerful truth to consistently don't leave that place. Don't leave that perspective of the fact of just like, it's God's fight. This is the Lord's battle. This is the Lord's victory. And if we get any iota, any degree away from that, it's just like we left love.
And it's who are we doing it for and why are we doing it? And if you find yourself thinking about yourself, you know, what about me and my stuff and my time and, you know, mm-hmm. you're thinking like, I'm doing this for me, then I'm not doing it, because the whole thing is that to love someone else is to let go of loving yourself. You just have to trust that God's going to give you what you need, that he is love, that he's going to love you. And some people, you know, just won't love until they're loved, you know, until God, you make me feel loved. I'm not going to love anybody.
You know, it doesn't work out that way.
Huh?
It doesn't work well.
Well, it doesn't, even though he first loves us. But what we're really saying at that point is what I perceive as love. You know, when I get my emotional needs met, you know, which is a physical feeling versus the truth and the fact that God loves you enough that he died for you. Anything else? Do you need candle lights to go with that? I mean, what do you need? I mean, that's love. And then to change, you know, why are we doing what we're doing and prioritizing our life? Sometimes we have things happening in our life that's really a lower priority that we're giving it a high priority, and it's sucking us dry. And the things that matter most, you know, we're giving a little time to it. And in our value system that we know that maybe God's wanting us to do something, we don't have energy left. We don't have anything left to give for that. And the thing is that there's a lot of good things, but just because it's good doesn't mean it's God. And if you're going to do, it's better to do one thing well and define what you're doing and why you're doing it than to try to do a little bit of everything. I know that when you look at Mike Bickle and International House of Prayer, Kansas City. I mean, he does one thing.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, his conference is called
One Thing.
And his theme is One Thing I Do. And it's hard when you try to do everything.
Yeah.
But if you're doing the one thing and there's different components to one, I mean, he's not just doing one thing, but everything focuses around that one vision.
Yeah.
It just makes sense. It's worth dying for. It's worth laying it down for. But it is difficult. You do go through things. You do go through times. You go through struggles. But in the end, just like the Marines said when they came back from battle, I mean, it was a tough battle, but you sit back and you have this feeling of like, but we did it. We took the hill. You know, we fulfilled the mandate. And this will be a moment where we're going to stand before God. And, you know, based on my generation, there's going to be very few people that are going to be able to say we took the hill. I mean, presently, there's a generation coming that's gonna just be amazing. But how many people in America are setting aside anything, time? You know, he says we have to love him with all of our heart, soul, mind, and strength. I mean, all of our heart, what does that mean? It means we're trying to give him everything inside of our heart. How can I love you more in my heart, God? And in my meditations, love you with all my mind. You know, I think about you, God, and I think about your perspective of this, and I think about you all the time. And I think about what you said to David and what David said to you. And I think about what you said to Joshua. And I think about how you talked to Moses face to face. And I just think about what it's going to be like when we're together and I'm hearing the words, well done, thy good and faithful servant, you know, enter into the joy of the Lord. I think. And then I think about, you know, loving you with all of my strength. So the reason why I am putting these hours in, I'm giving you my strength. Mm-hmm. The reason why I continue to give beyond, you know, the minimal that you ask me, because that represents my strength. You know, think about it. My heart, my soul, my mind, my strength, what I think, what I want, what I feel. It's like, it's all about him. And what's so cool when you understand he's made it all about us, it's like, okay, mm-hmm. That's fair. I mean, that's a beautiful, beautiful thing. But in this life, you know, we're going to have troubles. We got mm-hmm. this thing called flesh. Y'all might not know about it.
You might run into it once or twice.
How does that cartoon character dog go?
Ruh-roh, Roy.
Yeah, right. Yeah, right.
Jumped in on that.
Yeah. And so, we're constantly, you know, allowing the Holy Spirit to remind us, like you mm-hmm. said, and not feel condemned and not feel overburdened. Just realize, oh yeah, you know, that's what God does. It's what a shepherd does. He reminds us of his word. He reminds us of the call. And he said, you know, don't you remember when I first found you? Mm-hmm. You were laying in your pool of blood. And this is what he said.
Yeah.
And I looked at you. In other words, this person was facing death. It was over. Death and destruction. You were totally separated from God. If you were to fully die at that moment, you would have been in hell. And he said, I looked at you and I said, live, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you did. And then I picked you up. I cleaned you off. I dressed you up, put on some fine jewels and you know, you were looking so much better. Remember when I found you, you'd have nothing, and I blessed you with this and that and the other, and you started looking, you know, people just started noticing you now. They started noticing you because you're alive and you're dressed well and you got the clothes that I've given you, put on your back. And then I decided, you know, I was going to part my robe and I'm going to be intimate with you. I'm going to allow you to come in closer to me, God says. And then all of a sudden, you started getting haughty.
Mm-hmm.
You started stretching out your neck and you forgot where you came from. And then everything we had was over. And it's like pride comes before a fall. And we have to remember, my goodness, a bondservant. That's what we are, is a bondservant. A bondservant, we just say, what do you want me to do, Lord? You're the one that ordered my steps here. What do you want? What do you want for today? How many rules do we lay down for God and say, I'll do this, but I won't do that, or I'll do this, but I won't do that. And if it requires me to leave that job, I won't do it, or leave my job, I won't do it. Mm. If it requires me to lay it all down, I'll lay it all down, but this. And it's like, he's going, like, I gave it all to you. Will you give it all to me?
Mm-hmm.
And he says, I take care of everything. I'm holding everything together. Mm. I mean, the grass and the flowers are more beautiful than anything you could ever imagine. And, you know, I grow that. I cause the rain to fall upon the ground, the seed to break forth in the soil, to produce what you put on your plate every single night. Why can't you trust me? Why can't you just let go and follow me? Be a bondservant of the Lord. And Lord, we just pray right now. I just pray. You're listening right now. I want to encourage you to say, you know, dear God, I want that perspective. Give me the perspective. I don't want to just be this shallow-minded believer. I don't want to be even a disciple to the point where I know what to do, but sometimes I don't do it or do it. I just want to be a bondservant. I just want to say, here I am. I am yours. Have your way, Lord.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget, you can locate us at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
Are you or someone you know having difficulties hearing? If you answered yes, then maybe it's time to contact the professional staff at Ears to Hear Hearing Center, where they improve the quality of life for the hearing impaired and their families by testing and fitting and dispensing the best hearing aid for the patient's hearing loss, lifestyle, and budget. Three convenient locations on the Gulf Coast to serve your needs. Don't miss one more word. Call today and be on your way to enjoying the gift of hearing. The Army Navy Store. Come visit us today in one of our two locations to better serve your needs in Crestview and Fort Walton Beach, where we have tactical gear, guns, ammo, multicam, and so much more. Come see us today.
The $50 I Guy here with some eye-tastic news. Now, two locations to better serve you, so when buying your next pair of eyeglasses,
come see my dad, the $50 I Guy. $50 I
Guy. If you don't have a plan to abide with the Lord, we have one for you.
Mm-hmm.
Because it'll just begin to just revitalize your prayer life. And you'll find that not only are you talking to God, but you're dialoguing with the Lord and having this documented conversation. We have a plan for you. It's at iabide.org. It's a free plan. You can request it today, and it's amazing how your life will, you'll just have peace in your life.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just amazing when we do what God says and operate in the context of how he says do things. It's not as complicated as religion's made it out to be. Mm-hmm. And children are abiding with the Lord. Mm-hmm. I know as adults, we should be able to do that.
You know, there's nothing more frustrating sometimes when you miss something that you wanted to be able to see. And something you couldn't record it maybe, you couldn't get to it. But you know what? Every weekend we're doing things around the yard, or we're doing things, some hobbies, or we're going out visiting people, or whatever it is. We're driving in our cars to different places. Did you know you can catch the entire week's program every weekend for 24 hours, starting at 9 a.m. Central Time, all the way to 9 a.m. Central Time, Monday morning? It's called Marathon Weekend. It's that week's program playing back to back. Don't miss it.
Hello to the Gulf Coast, out there in the sandy beaches. It's real hot right now, I think, and
very
humid.
Hot.
Mm. But so if you have a sailboat, write to us, and I'll be some. I don't, what do you call that?
Visitation.
I'll be some ballast. You know, John and I both got to go because you got to sit on one side of the boat to ballast the boat.
Bounce the other side. There you go.
Pat wouldn't even put. No, he wouldn't even. He doesn't have.
He can't go.
No.
No.
You're listening to VFN Radio, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
We're just trying to figure out what Pat likes about this protein bar. And if you know Pat, nothing touches his
lips.
Nothing touches his lips unless it tastes good to him.
Absolutely. That's right.
We're wondering what's
even
in
though
it.
The Lord says that they put something before you, you need to eat it.
And
is that
for those that is your that, word. So that is his word right there.
So what happened?
That is his word.
The hand thing. You know?
Tell me what happened with your experience with that. Do share.
Well, I put it in the refrigerator so that later on I could actually try it again to see if it just needed to be chilled or something. We'll try from a different angle. You know, put it around some cake.
That kind of defeats the purpose.
And so I'm in my office. I'm working in my office. And Donna comes, my wife comes into
I think
and
I
she's holding this Ziploc bag. She's holding the Ziploc bag. And she says, I mean, you got to look at this protein bar to understand what I'm talking about. I mean, anyway, she says, what is this?
Why is it in the fridge?
And just something got a hold of me. I don't know what it was. Pat's passed. I don't know what it was. Something got a hold of me. And all of a sudden, humor kicked in. And yeah. I began to explain some other things of what it possibly could be. And she's like, ah! So I was in my office. And, but I never did get a chance to try it.
And now, so, he has repeatedly asked for a little piece.
I did. It's almost like a liver transplant or something. It's like, what is it legal? Did you make this in Colorado? I mean, what is this? What is it?
It's protein.
Give a big shout out to our Colorado friends out there.
I mean, you are. I mean, are you at liberty to disclose the ingredients? I mean, is this?
Well, I don't know. I gave it to you. Well, what's in it?
Does yours taste the same?
No, not slightly.
We're still working on the ingredients with him. Yeah. For some reason, he ventures off and goes somewhere else.
Well, I was given a list of specialty ingredients where I had to go to. No. If you go to this intersection, ask for Bob, he'll give you what you're looking for.
He's very anal. That'd be just
persnickety. And I'm so I told him, he's like, well, you got to get honey. And he's like, is it in a mason jar? I said, it's in a honey jar. He's like, well, no, that's where you messed
that's
up.
That's not honey, no. You can't get it in a grocery store. I'm sorry.
See?
Yeah.
He leaves that part out. He gives you black and white.
I told you where to get it. He left that part out.
Well, so he's like a mad scientist over here eating this healthy food. And to me, that kind of effort, it couldn't taste that good. I mean, when you hear the word health and food, that normally comes out like a rice patty smashed up thing or something, like Rice Krispies put together.
Rice cakes.
Did you ever try one of those, Chris? Like those little spongy.
It's air.
It's like air thing.
It's
like
a wafer.
What is that?
Air.
You know, like, I'm not going to sit here and eat on this. What is this?
Nah, I don't
bone?
Eat those.
Like packing peanuts? You know, I don't think so.
I don't eat those either.
But when I found out, though, if you put peanut butter on them,
right? Natural peanut butter.
Well, it's naturally in the Jif jar.
The Jif jar.
No, that's
terrible. That's where you went wrong. See, if it says peanut butter on the jar, that's not really peanut butter.
I'm seeing what we got here. I think we have a religious spirit. You know what I'm saying? You know, no moon spirit. You can't know have moon feast. Wow. No peanut butter. None this. None
this is
that.
Pat now.
Yeah, the Lord says you can eat whatever. And
yeah,
okay.
Whatever is laid before you. I just choose to lay other things before me.
So then. I don't even know what is the food that you like the least? Raisins? Green peppers?
Like the least? Yeah, I don't like green peppers, no.
What happened? Was it Second Street?
They're just bitter.
There's no taste.
This protein
to them.
Log.
There's bitter.
You call it bitter. This protein
there's no
log
taste.
That you
why
make?
Do you eat them?
Huh? Seriously, it's bitter?
Green peppers? Yeah, to me they are. The red peppers aren't as bitter.
They're more expensive.
What, the green ones?
Red ones.
Are they?
Yeah, because I went to the store and like, hey, I like the red. I'll give it a load of red ones. They're like $3 or $4 each.
What?
I know. That's what I said.
Don't
I'm like,
anymore.
I'm going to go back and get the green ones, even if they are bitter. But I think a bell pepper is very good.
Are they?
Yeah, it's very good. The So some of the ingredients in this protein log.
All right. You have oats.
Oats, like oatmeal, oats.
Yeah,
right.
Long oats, not the instant kind. You've got honey, real honey.
Okay, darling.
Made from bees, not from some.
Can you verify the jar of that in case
where
anyone
does honey,
wants
where does
to
honey
buy
come
honey?
From other than bees?
Well, I don't know where the grocery stores get them.
But bees. Apparently that's not it's real bees. Honey.
Apparently it's
they're
not.
They're Walmart the bees.
Read the ingredients.
We've been bees. Hired by Walmart.
Read the jar. peanut butter.
That I said, I told you peanut
see,
butter.
See, now again, you got
natural peanut butter.
Okay, see.
Isn't that like brick putty stuff?
The stuff that you got to mix.
It's not good.
It looks like there's what? Oil on top, then you got to
mix
it.
Yeah, you got to mix it up.
That's real
it
up, peanut
yeah,
butter.
Yeah, with
the real
like
deal.
Like some pneumatic tools, right? It's like some hard brick of,
nice.
You don't spread it on like fresh bread.
If it makes your face cringe when you look
running.
At it, you're like, oh,
it's,
that's the good stuff.
It's running compared to that other stuff, yeah. You could actually turn the jar and it would just pour out.
The oil falls out.
That's how loose it is. Even after you've started.
You are talking about peanut butter, right?
I am. Okay, moving on.
Yes.
Uh-huh. All right, that's almonds. Walnuts. Cinnamon. Applesauce. Unsweetened.
Unsweetened
cocoa.
Don't buy the wrong applesauce because you just want to ruin the whole thing.
Almond milk, not soy.
another correction I needed.
Soy milk.
When I first bought it.
Are you taking this personal? We're
no,
just in the recipe.
No, I was laughing.
He's complaining about his turn now.
Yeah,
because
he was telling me, he's just like, what are you doing? I gave you the list. And I'm like, my goodness.
Does this go like in that one protein bar?
All this goes in that one protein bar.
How much are you like make like a?
It makes about 10, the batch.
10 of those?
Mm-hmm.
I just saw that in the fridge.
Goodness.
Wow.
All in one fridge.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, we have talked about this. I I mean, I truly believe he is Betty Crocker. The more and more we delve deeper into his abilities.
He's a good cook.
He is a good cook.
I liked it better though when he fixed fried eggs, bacon, and cheese grits. The egg would just run down your arm. Yeah. Big thicks of bacon.
I do kind of miss those. Yeah.
Not think twice about what was on the label.
That was
the days of old.
No doubt.
He can cook. He can definitely cook.
Yeah, that's it.
So this is you eat that and you like get muscles like that? Is that what happens when you eat?
No.
Well, I'm not going to eat that. How does that what happens?
It doesn't work that way. I wish it did.
That's all what I got to do? That's it?
What happened?
You're full.
I mean, you eat that and so you get in different shape, right? Don't something happen? Is there a reason why you're doing this to yourself?
Well, I had to weigh out my options. All right, eat the donut, the bag of chips, or this protein bar.
Or all three. I don't like the after effect of donuts.
I had to lay down the donuts and the chips.
Chips. You were a chip person.
I love chips.
It was amazing. I mean, your elbow had been.
That was the hardest thing I had to give up. Was most
Isn't
difficult.
That amazing?
I mean, there's what something happened? In them. There's something in them. I'm telling you.
Crack.
I think so.
Makes you go back and get
you
more.
Just can't eat one. I mean, you got to. Anyway.
Chips. Should have worked with Lay's. Well, anyway, so now we understand. I just wonder what the mystery was of this bar. So it has applesauce, honey, peanut butter, oats, unsweet chocolate, and
other stuff.
Cereal box tops. You know, something like that, right? Well, if you're looking to stay healthy, the best way to stay healthy, even more than being physically fit, is being spiritually fit. So I encourage you to buy. Don't forget, go to iabuy.org.
We want to give a special thanks to all of our sponsors and partners. Visit VFNTV.com and visit our sponsors for all of their contact information, phone numbers, web addresses, emails. Call them today.
You've been listening to VFN Radio. I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and we're so glad that you joined us. Don't forget you can catch us at VFNTV.com. On your mobile applications, you can download it at VFNTV.com. Go to your Apple apps, your Android apps, and all those wonderful apps. We enjoyed our time together. And don't forget, 24/7 on VFN Radio. God bless.
You know, John, I remember specifically my parents bringing up when they were kids. They used to listen to and watch the I Love Lucy marathon.
Really?
Definitely. I didn't really get to catch more than probably about 5 minutes of an episode. And there was also like the, the Gilligan's Island marathon. And as a kid, I used to watch the Cartoon Network and I used to watch my the Ninja Turtles. And there was the marathon weekend or the marathon constantly, the consistent program back to back. But I know that when you're listening to the VFN radio program, you're like, I want more. Is there more God? Yes. There's the marathon weekend where you can listen to back-to-back-to-back programs of the VFN radio program. 9 a.m. Central Saturday to 9 a.m. Central Monday. Check it out. Every weekend, all God, the marathon weekend.